Welcome, everyone. Welcome this afternoon. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. My name is Peter Pastore. I'm the host of a show called Listening Lyrics. Today, we got a special program for you today. I'm going to tell you all about it right now. But before I do that, we heard Feeling All Right by Joe Cocker, also known as the songwriter's dream. Boy, he could take any song and make it his own. Like a perfect guy for... Just think of some of the Beatles songs he did with A Little Help From My Friends. Remember that one? He made it his own. Yesterday, I saw Herb Alpert and the new Tijuana Brass performing downtown Sacramento. And it made me think... That was feel-good music. And all the 2,500 people that sat there either sang along with a couple of the songs that he had some lyrics to, or clapped along and just oohing and aahing. And I started thinking, that's the magic of music, isn't it? There's something magical about a song that just lifts you up. The moment the beat hits or that familiar melody slips in, your whole brain lights up. It's not imagination. You know what it is, guys and gals? It's chemistry. Feel-good songs actually trigger dopamine, your brain's natural reward chemical. They calm stress, spark memories, and even sync your heartbeat to the rhythm. I did not know that. But I can believe it. You know, when Herb Alpert sang that song, Rise, there's that clapping thing in there. And everyone was clapping along. I wondered if my heartbreak was in that rhythm. I don't know. So in this segment of Listening Lyrics, we're diving into the science and the soul of what makes good feeling music so good for you. From community choruses to bright melodies to one-line hits that hit you right in the chest, these aren't just entertainment, they're medicine. In the background, you heard Herb Alpert and Hugh Masekela doing African Summer. Let's listen to three feel-good songs.
Falling deep, deeply in love with you. And I gonna sail on that tail you'd run.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Nobody say, nobody young. Well, pick me up with golden hand on that sail.
Say, everybody out. Well,
I would like to hold my little hand. How we will run with, how we will cry with. I would like to hold my little hand. How we will run with, how we will cry. Send me in my way. Send me in my way. Send me in my way. Send me in my way.
my love won't do you no harm, and I feel nice, that sugar is mine. I feel nice, that sugar is mine. Good.
as we listen in the background to Marty Stewart, Space Junk. It's a brand new album just released. Before that, we heard Home by Edward Sharp. Then Send Me On My Way, Rusted Root. I Got You, I Feel Good, James Brown. And we ended up that set with Good to Be Alive. Again, we're talking about what the brain does to you when it hears music, especially music you like. We talked about the dopamine that your brain, it's the brain's reward chemical. Gives you joy, motivation, anticipation. That anticipation is very important in music, because once you've heard the song and you have your favorite part in the song, your brain knows it's coming and it's releasing more and more chemicals just to get ready for that point. It also creates rhythmic synchronization. It stabilizes the mood, enhances focus, improves movement and energy. That's why walking is a good song, into a good song, suddenly gives you a little strut. Have you ever noticed how many athletes listen to music before they do whatever they do? Marty Stewart, of course, is known for his country songs, but here he released this series of songs on the album called Space Junk, and it's sort of reminiscent of the 60s sound. We're going to listen to a little bit of it, and then we're going to go back to another set of feel-good music and some different reasons why it's so good for you.
The more they stronger. When you gonna realize that you don't even have to try any longer? Do what you want to.
Girl, put your records on.
Rolling.
I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy, I was having too much fun.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things, what you're doing, and in my head
bought it, cooking nerdy, bought it.
a sister had another one. She paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut. She drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut. She drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut. She drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut. She called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up. Said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said,
for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. Mm-hmm.
A daydream will last long into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
And there you have it, a whole set of songs that stimulate the brain. Of course, most songs do. But I'm zeroing in on feel-good songs. And we started off that set with Put Your Records On, Corrine Bailey Rowe. And then Valerie. The name of the song was Valerie from the album Version. Mark Rowan and Amy Whitehouse. Winehouse, I should say. Coconut, Harry Nilsson, followed by Daydream, The Loving Spoonful, and then we just finished with Tainted Love, Soft Cell, from their album Nonstop Erotic Cabernet. Short-term emergency aid, or STAKE, provides immediate aid to low-income families in Yolo County. And individuals, I should add. Services include help with food, rent, utilities, and job readiness. For assistance or to offer your support, visit stake.org. And STAKE is spelled STEAC, Short Term Emergency Aid Committee. You know, we talked about what music does to the brain. An interesting thing is it activates memory and emotional centers together. They remind you of positive memories. And let me just put this on hold for a second. They remind you of positive memories, evoke nostalgia, and reconnect you to people and places. So this emotional memory pairing supercharges the effect. So in other words, 1 + 1 = 2. That song we listened to, Tainted Love and Coconut, both of them good examples. Certain musical features almost universally produce good feelings. Major keys, smooth melodies, predictable but interesting chord progressions, steady grooves, usually between 90 and 130 beats per minute, and warm instrumentation, guitars, horns, harmonies. Your brain loves pattern and surprise. Songs with a small twist on something familiar feels extremely satisfying. Boy, isn't that what songwriters always getting? I guess that's what they've referred to as the hook. You know, when we were at the concert with Herb Alpert, he's saying, this guy's in love with you, but and everybody knows that song. So we asked the audience, all 2,500 of us, to sing along with it. And that is something that music does. It creates a sense of belonging. Songs with group singing harmonies or call-in and response activities, the same circuits in your brain used in social bonding. And I was a witness to that. And you have been. We all have been. Kind of fun to do. I always admire choirs when the guys and the gals are singing their hearts out. You know, what an emotional release that is given to the individual doing that. We're going to continue with a few more feel-good songs before we wrap this up. We're going to start off with a very familiar tune.
Yes. sex a thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sex a thing.
I got a feeling. I got a feeling tonight's going to be a good, good night. We're going to go out with that song. But before we do, I've got a very, very important public service announcement to make, and that is the Yolo Food Bank is providing essential food items to be distributed to students in need on Saturday, November 15th. Where? Head to UC Davis Parking Lot 1 on Saturday, November 15th, to receive aid from the UC Davis, courtesy of the UC Davis Yolo County Food Bank. There's a lot, and especially the students listening, there's a lot of students that are struggling right now because of the government shutdown, and that's a good opportunity for all the students. The last songs we heard, Uptown Girl, Billy Joel, You Sexy Thing, Hot Chocolate, I Can't Help Myself, The Four Tops, and in the background you're hearing I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. In short, good music rewards your brain, calms the stress in your system, connects memory to identity, creates rhythmic lift, makes you feel socially connected, and balance your brain chemistry. In other words, your muscles get a massage, and with music, your brain gets a massage. Thanks all for listening. Bye now.